What's up, baby? It's Bretzky, and I'm here to tell you that SpinQuest.com is giving out free sweeps coins. All you gotta do is purchase a $10 coin pack, and guess what? They're gonna give you the coins from a $30 coin pack. That lets you play all your favorite games like Blackjack, Wanted, Dead or Wild, and we're talking real cash prizes, baby. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
How about some random questions? You ready?
Yes.
These
are the deeper ones today. Yesterday was the nightclub ones. Today it's the deeper ones.
Oh, I love this game.
Mm-hmm. The game is actually called Where Should We Begin, if you ever like to try it. A game of stories by Esther Perel.
Esther.
Hot Wings.
Yes.
What is your favorite love story to tell?
My favorite love story to tell?
Sure.
One.
You don't know one love story?
Well, I mean, I don't really go around telling love stories, so having a favorite one is
now's your opportunity.
Yeah, we're asking you to tell a love story. Tell us a love story,
Hot Wings. Love.
Is this hard for everyone else?
Well, you see, this one time I saw this beautiful weeping willow, and I thought about my love life when I looked at it. And I said, I too am weeping with you, willow. And then I made love to that sweet tree.
Because it can't say no. It's just the three.
That's the story. That's Maitland, the one.
You don't have, I mean, tell it if you want, but do you have a love story that comes to mind when I say that?
Yeah.
Okay, so you're not like just in a parking lot staring like Hot Wings, like, well, I've never heard anything about this love before.
I don't know.
Kelly, do you have one?
Oh, yeah.
Steve?
Yeah.
All right, Hot Wings, you got to have one.
Yeah, man.
Do you have like real life examples of true love? Like,
you don't
that
have,
inspire
like,
you?
There's not a couple you've seen grow old. You don't have, like, your parents aren't a love story?
Yeah,
anything?
Like mine's my
grandparents. I mean, it is,
so sweet.
But, yeah, I mean, it's not, there's nothing fantastical or wild about it or like, wow, this great, crazy coincidence happened. My parents got married. My mom was 20. My dad was 24. They were young and thin.
And didn't have two
nickels to rub together. But here they are many, 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 many years later.
Because they love each other.
55 years later.
I think you're just kind of a...
Well, prior
you're
to
a
my,
real bummer to the love story. That's what's going
my,
on.
My grandma Roth meeting my grandpa, she fell in love with this man named Jack on a big ship that sank, and she didn't give him faith on the door. And then after that, my grandma met my grandpa when he saved her on a jet ski from the Titanic sinking. That's nice.
See, I mean,
good love story.
The thing is, I truly believe that I am a romantic at heart. However, I also
oh, thank God. How dark would that have gotten?
But I also grew up Catholic, so we never talked about feelings ever.
But you're not a child now.
Yeah.
Like, you're 50.
Yeah. But I have no idea how my
you can't. No love. You don't. There's not some couple you've looked at and went, man, they really got it figured out.
No.
Dang.
This is dark.
It's remarkable.
Well, what about how Steve met his wife on stage at the live show?
That's my story. That's the one that I love telling that story.
That's the one that Steve would tell, but it's not my story.
What if he's not around?
But that's a fun story for you to tell when your boys say, what is the greatest love story you've ever seen unfold, Dad? Steve and Annette's.
Mm-hmm.
And they
just one of the many examples.
You have rights to it.
Yeah, yeah.
you were there.
That he
yeah, exactly. You were just as much a part of it as I was.
You're right. It is. I mean, it's a great story.
So tell the story, Hot Wings.
So there we were. It was the spring of a year. The year I don't remember.
2014.
Nailing it so far.
Yeah.
And here we were doing a night show in front of a lot of people, thousands of people, and we were having a good time. We thought it would just be a lot of ha-has and funs.
The aroma of urine-soaked carpet was in the air.
There were probably toilets on the stage
for no good reason.
And we thought we would have a little fun game. Steve was recently single and young and desperate.
Well, he wasn't that young.
He was youngish and desperate. And we thought, hey, let's do a dating game. This will be fun. It'll put him on the spot. Nothing will ever come from it. We'll never have to think twice about this ever again. It'll be fun for 10 minutes, and we'll move on. Three women came onto the stage. all much better prospects than any of us could have imagined.
Yeah, that's that was a surprising result. I mean,
being honest,
to be fair. And so the three young women came up onto the stage, all wanting to vie for the heart and affections of our very own Steve McKiernan, homeowner, dog lover.
Glad you said ner. I was gonna be like, seemed aggressive.
This text: I love how uncomfortable Hot Wings was with that whole topic. He couldn't even think of a movie love story that he thought was nice. Not one love story in the earth. Ask him about it more.
Well, yeah, I just wouldn't have jumped to a movie love story.
Yeah, we know.
Like, who would like, hey, let me tell you about this movie love story that was so poignant.
Man, oh man. All right, who wants to go next?
I'll go.
All right. What is the conversation you've been meaning to have, Kelly, but haven't yet?
That I've been meaning to have, like, with myself or with anybody?
You know how conversations go. They're usually with people.
Okay. All right. Well, actually, I talk to myself quite a bit.
Yeah, but I bet you're not leaving any of those on the table. Like, you can't have a conversation. Well, I've been meaning to talk to myself about this, but yeah. I don't know when to bring it up.
Now's not a good time. I'm not having a good day.
That would be someone. If you heard someone talking out loud to themselves, I don't think much of that, but if I heard them say, no, you're not ready for that conversation, Susan, I'd be like, okay, now you got some problems.
No, I think I've done that.
Oh, I didn't do that on purpose.
I've done that before, though.
Well, my brother, Kyle and I, man, we need to catch up.
Kyle,
we'll FaceTime each other randomly. Like usually if we're on a hike somewhere really cool, I will FaceTime each other, but we haven't caught up in so long. And that is a conversation that I need to have. So if you got a sibling, call them. Say hi. I got four, actually. I need to call all four of them. But
didn't sound like you do.
But I've talked to the other ones more recently. And with him, it's just a quick, hey, where are you? I'm on this awesome hike. I'm probably going to lose service. Just wanted to say, hey, okay, bye. And then. But yeah, we need to catch up.
But that just, but when you say like a conversation you need to have with somebody, don't you think it means something deeper than just like, hey, I got to catch up with somebody? It's like you got to, I've been meaning to talk to you about your drug use, or I've been meaning to talk to you about my alcoholism. Yeah.
That's how I think of it.
I mean, your answer is as lame as mine was.
Well,
we didn't have to beat it out of her.
I do have a deeply personal conversation that I need to have at some point, but that's not happening yet.
I didn't think that one was the answer.
Yeah.
People that don't know the story about, because Hot Wings started about Steve meeting his wife at the night show. People are like, finish the story.
Yeah, this text,
people knew.
This text says, OMG, Annette came on stage, and then what?
It's a love story of a generation.
Yeah. Well, I mean, they're married now, and they have two kids. I figured people figured the rest out on their own.
Yeah.
Yeah,
it's working out.
I mean, she won. We're just about done paying for this date.
Yeah. Well, we started dating a couple of weeks after. Well, we went on a date like 3-4 days after that. Hung out a ton. We were officially dating within a few weeks. We dated for 2.5 years. I proposed. We got married a year later. We've been married for 6.5 years, and we have 2 kids. So, all worked out.
Wasn't for me nagging Steve into doing it, he wouldn't even have a family.
Things would have been very different, though, if he had if he had met his Jeep earlier.
Oh, God.
It's true.
You probably wouldn't have even been there that night. You would have been out tinkering on your Jeep.
Steve.
Yes.
Your card says, the thing I complain most about is.
I can I got this one.
Bad copy.
No, drivers.
I complain the most about. I feel like this is a question that you guys would answer better than I would. What do I always complain about?
Copy. Commercial copy.
Being included on emails that are unnecessary to
you.
Yeah, that's it.
Or not being included on emails that do pertain to you.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. No, that's it.
Mm-hmm. But usually it's emails. But you're funny when you complain. Like, I feel when I complain, it sounds like I'm bitching.
You're on the right track.
When Steve complains, it's funny because you're like, I don't know why this happens. Like, you're bitching, but you do it in a way that, like, I want to laugh at it.
Well,
you know,
what you're saying is laugh at him.
A perfect example is a couple of weeks ago, an email came to me saying, hey, Kelly sent me this and I need more information about it. do you know this, 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 and this? And I replied, I bet Kelly would be a good source of information.
Mm-hmm. You get that a lot.
You can just, like, I wasn't even part of this. Yeah. You invited me into this conversation I was not a part of.
Yeah,
and
you get that
funny
a lot.
Too, because a lot of times people will ask me for something, I'll answer it correctly, and then they double
then they
check
go to
with
me.
Steve,
yes.
Which is super insulting. So Steve forwards that email back to me, which I'm already on with the correct answer, so then I can passive aggressively say, "Hi there, our executive producer told me that you sent this same exact question that I've already answered to him, and he would give you the same answer. If you had any other questions, you can please see below."
I love it. I love doing that. Like, see Kelly, below. Kelly, it happened again.
Yeah.
I'm just going to forward this to you so you can reply again.
Happen a lot.
That lady answered. She can't be right.
Yeah.
Let's message a man.
Boy. There are some, sometimes, you know, it's like, you know, there can't be the answer to everything. But there are some times when that happens to you, I'm like, well, there's no mistake in that one. That was spot on, everyone.
This text, what's a better love story, Stephen Annette at the live show or Tommy and Toilet Seat Girl?
To be determined.
Yeah. We don't know. We haven't gotten an update on him.
Children.
A couple years and a couple kids.
Have they even played just the tip to see how it feels?
Don't know. Haven't found out yet.
Don't know.
Get him on the blow remain. Let's find out.
Call Tommy.
No.
Yeah.
I can't.
Yeah.
Can you imagine how discombobulated he would be at getting a hello? I bet he answers ahoy hoy, first of all. And then say, if you guys played just the tip to see how it feels, you'd be like, what?
Text him.
Now?
Text him right now. Yeah. Let's see.
$100, he's still asleep in on a beanbag somewhere.
Tommy seems like the guy who
he's sleeping on a beanbag or in a hammock over a creek.
I was just going to say, he seems like the kind of guy who travels with a hammock.
He does.
And
I bet
looks
he tried,
at you like you're crazy. And,
yeah, I bet
it's my travel hammock.
He tried to hang it up on the airplane like that guy on the bus we saw.
You know what? It sucks to be bored. But when I get on my phone and play real casino games on SpinQuest.com, the time flies by. That two-hour wait at the DMV seems like 10 minutes. Play your favorite slots, live blackjack, live craps, with a live dealer. New players, $30 coin packs are on sale for $10. Play SpinQuest.com and you'll never be bored again.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.